This is Eye on the Experience Industry.
My name is Tom Burns from Nevada University's College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management. And today we have a student guest with us. John, why don't you tell us who you are, or a little bit about yourself?
I'm John Wiglarski. I'm a sophomore, sport management major, marketing minor, and I'm from Alden, New York.
That's great. And you recently had a great experience with how many students went on this trip?
It was four.
Four students. And tell us where you went.
We went to the University of Cincinnati, and we did a little conference for the ASMA conference.
And what's ASMA stand for?
It's the Applied Sport Management Association.
Well, that's great. So tell me a little bit about the conference and what goes on at an event like that.
Well, so we found out like a month before, and then they assign us and tell us who we're with. And then they give us a case study. This year it was developing an expansion team for the WNBA. And then we go there. We were then from Tuesday to Friday. And during the week, there's before our presentation, there's conferences, there's like people presenting their projects, there's a bunch of graduate projects. So we got to sit through a couple of those, and then Thursday, I believe, was our presentation.
And then, so when sitting some of those, what's your takeaway when you watch students from other colleges, universities from around the country? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there was like, it was a wide variety. So, because there was the undergraduate, which we were in. So that was, we all did the same thing. And then there was completely separate things. So there was this one guy did a research project on like rivalries and like what's the most famous rivalry.
And what is it?
It was UNC versus Duke basketball.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So like they take data from their website. Like they have each fan like fill out a bunch of questions and then they like match up against each other. And it's like out of 200 total, and Duke versus UNC was at like 176.
Really?
Okay. And it was like 30 points above everybody else. So.
And when you're doing that, that gives you kind of some insight into the analytics that happen in the sport. Like, people think sport management is all go work for the Bills or Sabres, but there's so much more in terms of research, analytics, and those things that happen. And it's pretty eye-opening for you as a student, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Seeing, like, every time I go to something like this or a panel, I find out more positions. There's so much stuff behind the scenes, stuff that the crowd sees, stuff that the crowd doesn't see, player-wise. Like, there's just everything that I didn't even know about before I came to NU.
And tell me a little bit about, you know, the classes you take here. You're only a sophomore, so, you're in your second year. Tell me a little bit about how the classes you've taken here prepare you to go to this type of conference and fit right in.
Right.
And, you know, that you're not like, oh, I don't belong here kind of thing, but you're right there.
Right. Like, I didn't know I was prepared for it until I actually started doing it.
Right.
Because I've done a case study in one of my classes before, and, like, it was completely different. Like, it was not anything to do with WNBA. And I just felt like I just was thrown in the deep end, but I knew what I was doing. So it was a cool experience.
And how did the presentation go?
It was 15 minutes we had to present, and then it was 5 minutes of questions. So I thought we did really well. We got to, like, 13 minutes, didn't get quite that 15.
Right.
But there was only three judges, so I thought we were presenting in front of other students and stuff, but okay. It was just the judges.
Right.
Yeah, so I thought it went well, and we really worked on it. We worked hard, and there was a paper and a presentation.
And then how much do you get much feedback from them right at that moment?
No. Okay. It was just, like, smiles, and then just next group. It was you were left in questioning.
So. And what else did you do while you were at Cincinnati? Did you get to see anything else while you were there?
We did a couple tour. I think we did a tour of their basketball facility. We went to Xavier too,
right,
which is right down the road from University of Cincinnati. So it wasn't like a organized tour. We just went in. They let us in, and we just walked around the basketball arena. So it was kind of cool. Got to see what Cincinnati's like.
And so what are you thinking for your career now? Do you know yet, or you're not sure yet?
I definitely want to stay in marketing. So I'm doing, this summer is with about Bisons.
Okay.
I'm doing marketing and promotions there. So I want to do something. I'm not really like specifically in sport, like what sport though, but I want to stay in marketing because I'm interested in that.
And what's the best part of your academic experience so far here at Nye University?
I would say the wide variety. Like, I've taken each class, each semester, it's a different like class and a different like area of sport. So this year I have issues in sport, and last year I had marketing, and I'm starting my marketing classes since I'm halfway through. So it's going to start focusing and narrowing into what I want to do.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Fantastic. And what would you tell somebody who's thinking about coming to Niagara for sport management?
I would say take a tour and then meet the professors, meet the deans, and you'll fall in love.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. John, thanks for being with us today at Eye on the Experience Industry. It's great to have you here, and congratulations on a great trip to Cincinnati.
Thank you, of course.
We'll be back with a little bit more in just a minute.
You're listening to Eye on the Experience Industry.
Welcome back to Eye on the Experience Industry. I'm Tom Burns, and thanks to John for his segment there. And now we have Catherine with us. Catherine, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what you're doing here at Niagara, what year you're in, and you know the program you're in, and what you kind of want to do.
I'm a senior in the sport management program. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and really I'm interested in marketing and youth sports. It's kind of the main area.
Tell me a little bit about the ASMA trip. What were you expecting when you went down there, and kind of what did you learn when you got out of it?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect, being that it was my first time on the conference, but it was cool, the lead up of the preparation, working together as a team for the case study. And then there was a lot of great panelists as well. So it was definitely a cool experience. And coming back, it was, you know, cool to see that what we had learned in class could really be applied in a case study. So it kind of made me see class a little bit differently.
So, yeah, we're going to hit on two of those things there. So let's talk on that a little bit, because you don't know. You see students from all kinds of other colleges and universities around the country, right? And you never know how you're going to match up. But what you're saying is what you have learned in the classroom really sets you up, and you guys were fully prepared for that type of experience.
Yeah, I think we all had a different area that we felt strongest or most confident in. But really, I mean, we had freshmen through seniors on the trip, and we all had something really special to contribute. So I think that speaks to classes for sure.
And tell me a little bit about the case you did.
So we were tasked with figuring out where the WNBA should expand to next. So we decided on Oklahoma City. We thought that that would be a great location. And so we came up with really pretty much all of it. We had a logo. We had the background information plan, marketing plan, a mascot, which was pretty cool to make. So yeah, we had as much free reign as we wanted for it.
What was the mascot?
So the mascot was a Red Hawk.
Okay.
And it's native to Oklahoma, really fast. But we made ours like a superhero. So she was going to be in the arena helping out fans that like dropped their food or staff that needed to get somewhere. So it was kind of a fun take on a mascot. It had a storyline to go along with it.
That's pretty cool. And you mentioned panelists. So who, you don't have to mention all the panelists if you don't remember them at this point, but you know, kind of what material did they cover, and what did you learn from going to the panels?
A couple that stood out for sure was a women in sports panel. That was really cool to hear their stories, and then also really just their recommendations for the industry. And then we also heard from some different athletic directors in some colleges right around University of Cincinnati, and just all the different challenges that they're facing right now and the changing college sports landscape. So that was really interesting to hear just really what they're expecting and what they're going through with all the changes.
And you've had a little time to reflect on the trip. What are, you know, one or the two things that you kind of take away and will stick with you for a while?
I think just the creativity of getting to be tasked with, okay, pick a city. Like, just pick a city and come up with something was definitely a good experience and made me think in a different way. So I'll definitely take that. And then all the really experiences out there, hearing from the different panels, and everyone's path was so different. So getting to kind of take that into account as I'm getting ready to graduate soon and have my own experience in the industry.
That's great. And tell me a little bit about ASMA and Niagara's role in it, and kind of what our students do, how many are involved, and that type of thing.
So I think this is the second year that we've sent students for the case study competition. There was four of us. We went with Dr. Rohde, who is a part of the conference. I know she recently became a part of the board, so she had some different jobs there. And yeah, we got to go for, I think it was like 3 days in total, be a part of the case study competition, the different networking and panelists there.
How many schools are there? Do you know? Any idea?
I don't. They definitely expanded. I think they doubled the case study competition. Really? So I think there was about 12 to 16, I'd say.
Oh, great. Okay. That's a great networking experience. And as you said, you're getting ready to graduate. We're, you know, yes, just about halfway through the semester when this will hit the podcast airwaves. Tell me about your experience overall here at Niagara and kind of what you believe the university to be, what they've given you at this point, and kind of without looking too far into the future, kind of, you know, what you think your next step is.
I have been just incredibly happy with my experience at Niagara and with Coast specifically. I transferred and I wasn't sure what I was walking into necessarily, but I couldn't have asked for a better experience with classes outside of the classroom, and just the community of Niagara University. I think I'm really lucky that the people I'm with every single day are my friends. Like, yes, we're involved in a club together, but we're also just friends outside of it. Outside of that, you know, definitely looking towards the future and what that's going to be. I would love to be involved in youth sports and marketing. Definitely what I've gotten while at Niagara, so I'm really lucky with that. But I know that I have a lot of people here I can rely on for that, and I've definitely gotten the experience I need.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I often get asked about are there jobs in sports? And people think about the big teams, right? Whether it's the Bills and Sabres here or the Guardians and Cavaliers, Browns, where you're from. But there's so much more to it. So to hear somebody talk about youth sports as a career opportunity, and it is certainly, or high school or college, or you mentioned college sports and college athletic directors and what they go through. There are so many opportunities beyond the major league sports and even the minor league professional sports. And what do you like the most about working with kids in youth sports?
I think that youth sports is really for everyone, and every kid can have a positive experience. It doesn't need to be that, you know, we're really working on the skill. Just them being there and having that interaction with you as the coach and with their friends, that's really what they're going to remember in 20 years about childhood sports. I think that's what's important about it, and it's fun to create those experiences for them.
Yeah, one of my classes yesterday, I asked the question, what do you remember most about youth sports, or what was the best part? And they said, having fun, making friends, and you know, laughing and stuff. Nobody said winning, right? No, yeah. It was never in like, and I said, nobody said, of all the people we asked, not one person said, I liked winning, which is kind of what it's all about there. And while we have a second, let's talk a little bit about CMAA, which is another organization here on campus that you're actively involved in.
Yes.
Tell me about CMAA. What is it? You know, and the membership on campus and kind of what they do for students.
So we are the Club Management Association of America student chapter here at Niagara, and we're really a professional organization. So we have about 15 members right now. We just took 11 students to World Conference. So we have a lot of great networking opportunities. Internship interviews were happening. People did a great job talking to managers too.
And this is for country club, that type of business, another area of sport that people can get into. But talk a little bit about what the type of business that caters to.
So really the private club industry. So country clubs, yacht clubs, athletic clubs. But it also, it ties into everything that I think our college is about. So food and beverage, events, sport, it goes into all the areas, which is why we have quite a broad range of majors in the club.
That's great. And you mentioned World Conference. Where was that?
Tampa, Florida.
Okay. And how long was that?
That was about 5 days.
And tell me just a little, not certainly we don't have to go into great deal, but detail about that. But tell me a little bit about what you did while you were there at the World Conference.
So we attended a lot of different education sessions. There's ones geared towards students. So we have student networking. We had students compete in Idea Fair, Shark Tank. And then really it's just a lot of networking. So people got interviews during it. And you're learning about the private club industry and getting to hear from a lot of really great industry professionals.
So it's going to be a sales pitch, but so it's more than just being in the classroom here at Niagara, it sounds like, for you specifically, but for the other students that have those other types of opportunities to go out and do other things and network and that. And how important do you think that will be as you go to get your first job, your next job, your third job, to have those networks and connections and that you've built as a student here?
I think it's really important. I mean, just networking with the other students alone that go to other universities and come to conference, like, we're already building our network and we're still in college. So those are people to rely on in, you know, 5 years. And then the number of managers that we all have contacts with as well, just throughout the country, even the world, is a really great opportunity as well.
And graduation in 7 or 8 weeks, are you nervous?
A little bit. All right. Excited too.
Well, Catherine Forg, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being with us, Catherine, and congratulations on all the great work you've done here on Montego Ridge. It's been great to have you as a student in Niagara.
Thank you.
That's Eye on the Experience Industry. We do this show regularly. We talk about the experience industry, and that is where people spend their money to have fun, whether that's in sports or entertainment, hospitality, tourism, travel, theater, anywhere you go to have fun, concerts, and our students are actively working in those fields here. So it's great to have a student perspective on the learning that happens here at Niagara University in the College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management. This is Eye on the Experience Industry.